Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
I just received a call from Sharon, maybe. I don't remember what you said her name is. This is Cheryl from XPO. So is that you?
No, ma'am. My name is Sonia, and Ms. Cheryl probably called you to schedule an install. Do you have an order with Best Buy or Home Depot?
No, she called me because yesterday when your people came to my house to take away an old dishwasher and bring me my new one, they opened my storm door really wide, and then they came in and said that the dishwasher was damaged, and they weren't going to take it off the truck. So I asked if I could see it, so I went outside, and they pointed out the damage to a corner. And so they said that you all would contact me about redelivering another dishwasher. And they left without closing the storm door, and I had never tried to open or close it, and I couldn't get it to close. And so there was a pin on the end of it that was holding this mechanism in place, and I had to pull it out in order to close my door. And I did, you know, it was like perpendicular to the front door, and I didn't think it was a good idea to leave it out that way. When I called you all, well, someone at Best Buy, they told me they would have one of their team people stop by last night and fix my door, and no one came by. So that's why I called today to try to get someone to fix it. I mean, I don't. It's a Anderson True Vision, Full Vision glass door, and this gizmo is down by your feet. You know, in the old days, you had to reach up to prop a door open. And you're supposed to be able, I think, to tap it. I got out the sales information because I'm a pack rat. I still had it. And they, you know, showed a woman just pressing down on this button to open the door or close it. It's the same button, and I guess you press it, and it'll either lock it or unlock it. And it wasn't doing either last night.
Okay. All right. I'm actually just waiting to see if I can get an order generated here and see if I can get you transferred over to the agent that called.
She's in the Philippines. Is that who you're talking about?
No, ma'am. You said you received the phone call. This is from Cheryl.
You broke up what?
You said you stated you received a phone call or a message from Cheryl.
Yes. And she called from this number, but she gave me another number. I'm looking at the text of the message. She said to call us at 80922. No, that's a mistake. 800-920-8337. It's funny. Spectrum transcribes messages. And, you know, when you say XPO, they said Eric P.O., and everything is just kind of funny.
Yes.
But I assume it's 800-920-8337, one of your phone numbers?
Let's see. Yes. That's 800-920-8337?
No, I said 800. Oh, that's right. 800-920-8337. But I just hit the redial because she was calling from a 927 number. And so I just, you know, on my phone, I scrolled down and found it. Of course, I had just gone in the bathroom, and I said, I'm not rushing. because half the time when I go to answer the phone, it's a junk phone call. So,
okay. I
wasn't expecting any calls.
So this was a delivery with Best Buy?
It was a, they were taking out a dishwasher that didn't work and bringing me a new dishwasher. So I said, uninstall and install.
Okay, all right. One moment, please.
No, I'm on hold again.
Yes, I'm waiting on the order to load, ma'am. I'm still here.
I was on hold. I was talking to a woman in the Philippines for an hour and 23 minutes. And so, you know, she put me on hold and I'd wait and she'd come back. And so I said, well, let me go to the bathroom. I have two kittens here who are demanding my attention. They don't realize that I'm tired. And one of them is so bad, I kept calling to her, and she would not come. As soon as I got off the phone and stood up, she, like, pokes her head around the corner. So she said, oh, yeah, I knew you were looking for me the whole time. I just didn't care.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about you. You were bad. And so since I haven't had a dishwasher since Christmas Day, I've been using all these dish towels, and I, you know, didn't think I needed to worry about it, but I just grabbed a bunch of dirty dish towels from under the sink, and I was getting ready to go downstairs and put them in the washing machine. They won't be able to deliver another one until next week.
Okay, and I'm just trying to get an order generated here so that I could get some stuff confirmed here for you.
So XPO delivers for Best Buy and Best Buy and... What did they
Home
say?
Depot.
Well, this guy told me all he did was install dishwashers all day.
Oh.
I thought they had their own people, you know, like the Geek Squad people.
We're with Geek Squad. XPO is.
Well, no, but I mean, you don't have Best Buy Geek Squad on your trucks.
No, no, ma'am. Okay, and it's not loading here. So you received the phone call to call back to schedule?
Actually, I started going through my email, and there was an email confirming my purchase. And I thought, what? And so they didn't call me. They sent me an email telling me that they had this dishwasher scheduled to be delivered. And I thought, well, perhaps we should chat about this. It's just the biggest mess. I'm going to write about it when it's finally resolved. My dishwasher died on Christmas Day, and I've been struggling to get a replacement dishwasher.
All right, ma'am. The system is not generating an order.
Okay, so you'll call me tomorrow or something.
Oh, yes, ma'am, or you could contact Best Buy. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because you're in California, right?
That is correct.
So I could just call this number and whoever answers will have my information?
That is correct.
I'll call tomorrow morning, probably.
All right, ma'am. That'll be just fine. Anything else I could help with?
No, unless you want to fix dinner for me.
Oh, I wish you could. Too far away.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling XPO, and have a good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.